welcome to the Underage News Main, to the Underage Main News Broadcast at 17 hours. The headlines. In local news, government devolves 13 functions to local authorities. Zambian's 10th battalion returns from UN peacekeeping. In international news, Ukraine will not give up land, Zelensky says, as Trump plans to meet Putin. And in sports news, CAF CL Power Dynamo's Joe Tricky ASEC Mimosa. With the news in detail, my name is Adija Mbewe. In local news, local government and rural development minister Gift Sialuvalo says the government has devolved 13 functions from 8 line ministries to local authorities. He has explained that the move is aimed at enhancing decision making and improving service delivery. Meanwhile, Sialuvalo revealed that over 40,000 civil servants have been attached to local authorities to carry out the devolved functions. He has emphasized that the devolution of government function is designed to bring development closer to the people and eliminate late decision-making procedures. Speaking during a media briefing in Solwezi, Sialuvalo reaffirmed the government's commitment to the principles of decentralization. However, the minister urges officers working under the devolution process to ensure the prudent use of resources, warning that mismanagement could derail the country's development agenda. The first group of Zambia's 10th battalion has returned from the Central African Republic after a 10-year of peacekeeping operations under the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission, MINUSCA. Speaking upon arrival last night, Troop Commander Colonel Munduvile Mwamba commended the returning peacekeepers for executing their mission with professionalism. Mwamba has encouraged them to continue serving as ambassadors of Zambia's values and military discipline. Zambian Battalion Personnel Officer Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Malama notes that the contingent is well equipped to fulfill their mandate and successfully meet the operational demands of the mission. Meanwhile, Quick Reaction Force Commander Lieutenant Mwamba Mubanga emphasizes that peacekeeping not only promotes international stability but also enhances Zambia's global reputation. Furthermore, some soldiers have shared their experiences from the one-year deployment, expressing a deep sense of pride in representing Zambia on the international stage. Monze's Chongo West Ward Councillor Brian Haramba says the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation to the area will prioritize applications requesting the installation of community water facilities. According to media reports, Haramba has noted that there is already a running program in the ward to sink commercial boreholes intended for both irrigation and livestock use. He further assures that remote areas located far from dams will benefit from water reticulation systems, stating that 5 boreholes are scheduled to be drilled in the ward before the end of 2025 as part of the ongoing efforts to improve water access. Earlier, Wenga Member of Parliament Michelo Kasauta revealed that so far 2 mechanized boreholes have been drilled in each ward of his constituency. Kasauta is of the view that using CDF, each ward will receive 2 more water points to address water challenges in their constituency. Still in local news, police in Southern Province have disclosed that 7 cases of examination malpractice were recorded during the 2025 General Certificate of Education GCE. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba, who has confirmed the development in a statement, says that the incidents occurred in Chipata and Nyimba districts. Mwemba explains that in Nyimba, police received a report from the head teacher of Kalavakua Day Secondary School indicating that Alfred Mwale, age 30, from Mwambezi village, Petauke, was caught writing the mathematics paper 1 for his cousin Elliot Banda, age 39, from Kalasau village, Petauke. He further says that investigation revealed that Mwale had also completed 2 other subjects, English and civic education, on behalf of Banda. Mwemba says the suspect has been arrested and remains in police custody while Banda, the principal offender, is still on the run. However, he states that in Chipata, 5 cases of examination malpractice were reported, which led to a member of to a number of arrests, with some suspects released on police bond while others remain in custody. Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua has called for the actualization of artisanal mining licenses issued to youth cooperatives in the province. Nanjua, who also serves as Member of Parliament for Mumbwa, emphasizes that formalizing mining activities through proper licensing will help curb illegal mining. According to media reports, Nanjua has revealed that the provincial administration is engaging with the Ministry of Defense, Home Affairs and Mines to explore the possibility of establishing a task force to combat illegal mining. He further states that sensitization campaigns will be intensified at both provincial and district levels to effectively address the issue. Finally, in local news, Dr. Kaveta urges chiefs to lower exploration fees for investors. Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Havenga Kaveta has urged traditional leaders to avoid imposing excessive fees for mineral exploration consent within their chiefdoms. During a meeting with representatives from Planet Gold Zambia, Dr. Kaveta emphasized that demanding high fees from investors is detrimental to national development. He has encouraged chiefs to focus on securing lasting benefits for their communities by supporting responsible mining operations. Dr. Kaveta highlights the role of traditional leaders, stating that they attract investments, but he, however, notes that unreasonable financial demands hinder exploration and delay progress. The permanent secretary has also raised concerns over the formation of overly large mining cooperatives in gold-rich areas, stressing that membership should be limited to ensure fair benefit sharing and minimize conflicts. He has explained that an artisanal mining license covers only 6.67 hectares, making cooperatives with hundreds of members impractical and unsustainable. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Lanjo.
Abua.
How come you're always smiling these days? New car or is it new girlfriend?
None of that. You are DSTV, boy.
DSTV? Ah, wait. Stop joking. Tell me more.
I paid for Compact and DSTV upgraded me to Compact Plus.
Wait, you mean when you pay for your current package, they upgrade you to the next higher package?
Hey, wait.
You should have told me earlier. I'm paying today. DSTV, here I come.
We got you. Pay and get upgraded for Mahala. This is a limited time offer. DSTV, your home of entertainment.